Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. 90 miles from Jackson, Mississippi, in the city of Meridian, you'll find the East Mississippi Correctional Facility for Men. It's one of three privately run prisons in the state, and here, a majority of the inmates suffer from mental illness. But according to the plaintiffs in a class action lawsuit going to trial today, these inmates also suffer extreme abuse and neglect.
The lawsuit details people having to go to the bathroom in styrofoam plates, lights not working in cells, lights always on in cells. Solitary confinement was used as a way to quell those who were dealing with seizures or serious other mental health disorders. Sometimes people were in cells by themselves for 23 hours a day and only on some days got to come out to take a shower.
That's Ariel Dreher, news reporter at the Jackson Free Press. Civil rights groups and inmates both allege that Mississippi failed to hold private prison contractors accountable while inhumane conditions persisted for years at East Mississippi Correctional Facility.
These types of instances sort of culminated in two deaths that are listed in the lawsuit. In 2010, a man named Richard Rowe died in his cell after staff sort of neglected to let him come out. He suffered from both mental health and serious other medical issues that required him to take a daily shower, but he wasn't allowed to because of the solitary confinement policies. And in pretty gruesome detail, the lawsuit describes him literally being taken from his solitary confinement cell with his feet bound by zip ties, and he was pronounced dead later at the hospital. That was in 2010. The SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the ACLU Prison Project started investigating in 2011, and they filed their lawsuit in 2013.
What are conditions like at East Mississippi Correctional Facility now? Have they changed since these groups started paying attention and writing lawsuits?
So that was one of the questions I asked attorneys last week, and their thoughts were things have gotten not quite better. One attorney referred to it as consistent chaos. There have been four deaths in the facility in the last 2 months, they said. So I'm not sure that everything has necessarily gotten better. I think it's a little bit more under control, perhaps, than it was back then. But for background information, the Department of Corrections in Mississippi is on their third contractor to provide mental health care and medical care in the facility. So there are or have been indications that at least the department has switched contractors, but it doesn't sound like, based on the attorneys who were in the facility just last week, that conditions have gotten that much better.
You mentioned that four people have died in the prison over the last 2 months. Do we know why? Were those deaths preventable?
One attorney last week detailed one of those deaths was just a man choking on his lunch that staff couldn't get to him in time to help him out. And he also said that they had confirmed two of those deaths were due to drug overdoses. And a lot of the lawsuit details not just mental health care that's missing, which is important because I should note that the majority of inmates housed at East Mississippi Correctional Facility do have mental health issues. But it's not just mental health care that's lacking. It's also just regular medical care, too.
And what does the lawsuit allege about that mental health care that the facility is supposed to be providing?
It alleges that they're not even doing the basic things like monitoring medication that patients are on, tracking what they need, and also just the use of solitary confinement as a practice is not good mental health care practice or good medical practice in general. And so the lawsuit really goes in on that use of solitary confinement as being something that should not even exist in the facility.
What's the history of this facility? You mentioned that three different companies have run this prison for the state of Mississippi so far.
It has for a long time been used as sort of the place where any inmate, including minors who are being transferred from the state's youthful offender unit, are sent if they're thought to have any sort of mental health issues. So, of course, in terms of a state facility that needs to have the best mental health care, it would definitely need to be this facility. And I think, as a side note here that's important, the state of Mississippi is also being sued by the federal government for our adult mental health care system in general, not even in the prisons. So Mississippi and mental health care challenges go way back in this state.
And we have covered that federal suit against Mississippi for its public mental health system as well. These two things sort of coming together here. Ariel, this is a privately run prison by a company called MTC, Management Training Corporation. We reached out to MTC. They sent us a statement. It's long, but it says in part, while we can't speak to specific allegations because the case is in court, we can say unequivocally that the facility is safe, secure, clean, and well run. From the warden on down, our staff are trained to treat the men in our care with dignity and respect. Our mission is to help these men make choices in prison and after they're released that will lead to new and successful lives in society. MTC says they've made significant improvements over the last few years in security and staffing and other areas. Does the evidence reflect that?
I think that that's what we're going to find out this week in trial. And it should be noted, this lawsuit is against the Mississippi Department of Corrections, not necessarily against the contractors. And so what we're seeing is these legal organizations bringing this case, and it's a class action lawsuit on behalf of all the prisoners at the facility. But they're really asking MDOC, the Mississippi Department of Corrections, to hold their contractors accountable. And I think it's an interesting sort of taxpayer case, if you will, because these are taxpayer dollars paying for these contractors. And if, in fact, what the lawsuit alleges is true, taxpayer dollars are not being used well at the facility.
Ariel Dreher, news reporter for the Jackson Free Press, who will be following this trial, civil rights organizations and prisoners in Mississippi suing the state, and by extension, its private contractors, the East Mississippi Correctional Facility for Men. Ariel, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.